Sawing firewood was generally a very hard job, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
How did you do that?
Well, of course, after they skidded the wood in that we was talking about, or hauled it in, that you would make a saw rack, and you'd lay the log or the pole up in there, and you would saw it off with what we would call a cross-cut saw. That was a saw that had a handle on each end of it, and one get on one side and one on the other, and pull it back and forth, and saw it off.
Did you ever make any planks for the saw?
Make any planks? Mm-hmm. Well, I never did. Of course, they would make them in a sawmill where they sawed plank out of logs. I don't recall that I ever made a plank myself out of a log. Maybe if you did, you'd just have to hew it down or saw it by hand.
It was very important that the teeth in this saw were at a proper pitch or a proper angle.
Yeah.
Sometimes this saw might bind.
Yeah.
How would you correct that?
Well, they would take it to someone that could, and they would, what they call, would set the teeth. That is, they would knock, beat some of the teeth one way and so many of them the other way, and they call it putting a set in the saw, and of course then sharpen the saw.
And if the, say the saw was a little rusty, how would you correct that?
Well, they would put some kind of oil, I believe, on it to make it run smoother.
The something that a man might use, you know, to put lather on his face when he's shaving.
Well, that would be a shaving brush.
Mm-hmm. How would you sharpen a straight razor?
Well, they had what they called a razor strap that they would sharpen it on, and of course then there was another thing they called a razor hone, that they might get the proper edge on it to sharpen.
Do you do anything?
Well, no, not much. I did hunt some when I was younger. My brother-in-law took me a possum hunting one time, and I think that done me from now on, because I was young, and we went up hills, down hills, through thickets and grapevines, and till he wore me out. And what ambition I had to hunt, I think I lost it all that night, although we did catch two possum. But it didn't mean much to me then. I was wanting to get home, get into bed.
The thing you would put in a gun barrel to kill a squirrel or a rabbit, fox?
We'd call it a cottage.
How about, have you ever seen children take a board and one get on one end of the board and one child get on the other end of the board and they rest it in the middle?
That was a very common recreation back when I was growing up. They called it a seesaw.
Any other name for it?
I think there is another name. They called it, I believe it's a teeter or something like that, but to us it was a seesaw.